JT, not it, not it. We got to get a better one than that one. JT, no. When I said not that one, come on, give us something good. It's the Evening Crew. Oh, yeah. This is going to get you home right here. 50 Cent, The Candy Shop. As we're in October, which is candy month, basically, we're coming up on the holidays, and we're talking about holiday Reese's versus the OG.
And you're wrong in a way that I'm honestly not sure that I don't need to go to the bosses and just be like, I don't think I can work in conditions like this. We're live at Artisan Custom Closets. I want to make sure you know that. Come up here and just throw a Reese's pumpkin or a ghost at Ramon Foster.
You better not. You better not bring my mother in this.
Ezekiel,
what's your name?
man. J-Mart and Ramon, we're in the mornings usually. We were in the mornings this morning. We're in the afternoons as well. We bring you to work. Today we're taking you home from work with 3HL out. Dawn will join us in the final segment of the show. Right now, voice of the Tennessee Titans, Mike Keith, joins us. Mike, you absolutely don't know what you're going to get when you join the two of us. We've had you laughing for a few weeks, and I was going to ask you this question when this debate first came up on our program 3 weeks ago, but Ramon seems to think that holiday Reese's are inferior to original peanut butter cups. Please tell him why it's the worst take he will ever have.
Because you can eat a Reese's in any form, any shape, any size, any time, anywhere, and it is outstanding.
Moan?
Period.
I'm with them, but what I'm asking you, are you having the original or seasonal one first?
I'm having whatever's there.
See, he's trying to play the middle on this.
I like it.
Here's the guy you're talking to. I have traveled in all 95 counties in Tennessee. I've traveled all over Kentucky. I've traveled all over Mississippi. I've traveled all over Alabama in this job. Okay? We used to go hunt radio stations. Like in your hometown, we got the station in Ripley on.
There we go.
And how we did it is we would look for radio towers. This was even before the internet was a thing that had lots of information. We would be driving, like in Camden, we got a radio station. We found the tower. We just walked in and said, hello to the guy. Well, as I've traveled in all these places, I can tell you where every Dairy Queen is in four states. I can tell you what exit to get off on at certain places where there's a Dairy Queen. So you're talking to a serious person here.
Dairy is this a Blizzard thing?
Part of my life.
Is this a Blizzard thing, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
And there what's the go-to?
Some sort of Reese's in my in my Blizzard.
He's a seasoned vet with this. I can see. He's a real connoisseur.
I'm a trained professional.
Hey,
you're talking to a guy with a serious issue here.
He's had a serious issue.
I have a problem. You're wrong, Ramon. That's all I want to say.
We just had to get your take on that because I'm in a furious argument with people on social media about which one is the best. And I'm glad you're here to just bring it to the center and be like, you know what? I love them all. But
I love
that's
them
just
all.
Where I stand.
I will eat a Reese's. If you put one in front of me anytime, any place, anywhere, it's my very favorite. Because I love peanut butter and I love chocolate. And chocolate and peanut butter together are perfect.
I love it.
Well, you know what to get Mike Keith if you ever need to get him a gift.
I am. And speaking of things you're going to love, too, is if this team, the Tennessee Titans, can pull off a W against this Houston team. And I say if because nothing is ever promised in this league. And 1-4 doesn't mean much. So what is it going to mean for these guys to be able to pull this off this weekend?
Well, it's going to be really hard to do. I mean, this is going to be one of those you have to hit the rock 100 times to break it sort of games. I don't think there's any doubt it's going to be a physical, difficult game because a lot of things went right for the Titans the other night when they beat Buffalo. You can't expect that on Sunday.
Right.
And I mean, that just does not happen. And they did a lot of things right, too, but some things fell right for them. I think the Texans will come in and will lay it on the line. The thing that I was pleased with going to practice today is there was more than 25 guys practicing. That was good. That was a good sign.
Yes, it is.
And I think they'll be ready to play. This bunch is not intimidated by the type of game that it's going to take. Some teams, you know, you get in these situations and you know it's going to be really tough, and you just think, we'll forget it. We'll move on to the next one. You know, they're trying to sort of grind out a par on every hole, even on a day where they should shoot 80. That's the type of team this is they're grinding. And that's what I think this game's going to be about. I don't know that this one's going to be pretty. I sure don't think it's going to be 42-16. And Deshaun Watson should scare everybody to death with good reason. He is a really, really special player. I loved him at Clemson and you know, was kind of sick when he got drafted in our division. And then he's done nothing to change that. He is a super, super talent and a super player.
One thing that we saw today when the injury report came out, and certainly the COVID list and guys coming off with Blackson game being the newest one added to that, is this defense is going to be healthier than it's been probably at any point so far this season. Not full, but certainly healthy. And then Blackson game, just speak to what it means to the offense to have him back.
Well, yeah, Daquan Jones is the only player listed as questionable. He didn't practice. And you just wonder if he's got time to get there. If this had been Sunday to Sunday, you feel like maybe he would have had time, but I don't know that he's going to have time to get there. You do get Simmons back. That's a big deal. That's a really big deal. I think you're pretty healthy. You know, you're pretty healthy. It sounds like Roberson may get a shot to rotate through at outside linebacker now that Correa is a Jaguar. So that may be something to watch to see if he's up on Sunday and available. And, you know, he shows a pretty good speed rush. He's a pretty good-looking player that just sort of didn't fit into the rotation after having a little injury. So, yeah, I think there's some help on the way on defense. Offensively, the Blackson game thing is very underrated because Blackson game plays special teams. He lines up at fullback. He can really catch the ball. And the other part of him, too, is he carried 238 times at Vanderbilt. So if you get in a situation where something were to happen to Henry, and I'm knocking on wood, and something were to happen to McNichols, and I'm knocking on wood, Blackson game can finish a game at tailback, and you feel good about it. Because he's not a fullback who should be a guard. He's a guy who was an actual tailback. No offense to guards, Ramon.
I heard that.
I know. I knew when I said it, it sounded wrong, and it was the wrong place to bring it up because guards are very special athletes in their own right. But as you know, some fullbacks are guards wearing a low number. Yeah. That's not what this guy is. This guy was a tailback at Vanderbilt before Vaughn got there, and he has 4.55 speed. So Kari's a lot better athlete than I think what people know. And so for a lot of reasons to get him back, I think is, it's one more piece on offense that you like to have.
Yeah, speaking of guards, though, just to focus in on this offensive line, because they have a headache coming into town with J.J. Watt. He's just the headline guy of what they are. And they've got a lot of good players on this team, especially with Zach Cunningham being one of those guys around this league that's able to just make plays. And I say that in the sense that in years past, I would have thought, okay, well, J.J. Watt's going to pick his guy. And he's going to be able to just have a field day. At least part of this game, he's going to be a disruptor. I'll be honest with you. I see them being able to contain him more than given in years past. Is that how you view this offensive line, or J.J.'s just going to be him regardless?
Well, J.J.'s tough. I mean, there's no question, but they have P.J. Hall from the Raiders who's playing well on the inside. Brandon Dunn's playing well on the inside. Merciless is, by the way, greatest name in the NFL.
Yeah, it is.
It's so fantastic that a guy who runs the passer's name is Merciless. He has 53 career sacks in his own right, and they talk about J.J. so much that sometimes they don't talk about how good Whitney Merciless is. The other thing, too, about Zach Cunningham is I think Zach Cunningham is basically a Keith Bullock guy now.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know, when Keith Bullock was in his heyday with us, there was a possibility he was going to make the tackle on every play. And that's the way Zach Cunningham is for them. Zach Cunningham has turned – I thought he would be a good NFL player. I didn't think he would be this good. I mean, he is an elite-level linebacker. And so that's the trouble, is the whole thing, Ramon, is you can't turn and say, we're just going to block J.J. Watt.
Right.
Because they have other people who can do things. Now, Bernardrick McKinney not being in there is a good thing, because that's a 265-pound inside linebacker. And nice. I think it's beneficial that he's not playing, because he is really tough, especially in the run game.
Another way to look at the Titans organization, Mike, I was just thinking about this. You hear a lot about the Patriot Way and just the influence of the Patriots organization and the history with Vrabel and John Robinson and everything else. Well, one thing that the Patriot Way was for me was dominating the division. So everybody that says, okay, well, Buffalo's going to win the division this year. Well, I mean, it's been the Patriots for two decades. Like, you're going to have to go and take it from them. Even with Brady leaving, Cam Newton's still going to have something to say about that. How important is it in terms of the Titans' growth for them to actually strangle this division? And not just obviously this week, but finally staking their claim. Like, this is when you can take the next steps. Like, yeah, you can come from a sixth seed and end up getting to an AFC championship game, and that can turn some heads, and, you know, that kind of thing can happen. But it's time for this team, if they want to take the next real step, to actually control this division. And it continues against the Texans team that has kind of been at the top for the last handful of years.
Well, they've won four of the last six.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, that's the whole thing. And it's the number one goal, because the Patriots have gone 5-1 or 6-0 in their division forever. And that's been their key in all of it, is because they've controlled their division. It's gotten them to 11, 12, 13 wins every year. That's what's propelled them to that. You know, instead of 10 wins, they've been a 12-win team, because they've run over people in their division, and they've been a 1 or 2 seed every year. And that's the path. The path is to be a 1 or 2 seed, where you've got at least one home game. You know, you're in a position that and certainly if you're the 1 seed, you're in great shape. And it's of more importance now with 7 teams in the playoffs. Because that bye, and we haven't even really talked about this yet, because we've had so many other things to talk about, but, man, that bye is going to be something that, because only one team gets it now, it becomes vital, and you have no chance at the bye if you don't win your own division. I mean, you have no chance. So, yeah, but you 100% got to do it. And the other thing that you do, too, I mean, it's the twofer. You get a win and you put a loss on them. And that's what you're trying to do.
This offense right now, I think, is scoring a little bit over 30 points a game. All things aside, like I said, this is going to be a tough game. Do you see them doing that again this weekend?
Well, I mean, they can score. And I mean, I think they have a chance to score on any team that they play, because I think it has to do with their overall versatility. You've got Henry, and the thing about Henry is we could potentially line him up, and if you can't stop him, they may run him 50 times, you know?
Yeah.
And if you gear up to stop him, other things are open. I think they have confidence that they can do things. Now, what you understand with this defense is they're about pressure. They're about pressuring the quarterback, and they're about putting pressure on your receivers. They play a lot of man. And they really get after you. You have to beat them. You know, you've got to. You can't necessarily scheme them. I mean, I know you can do some, but
you've
got to beat them. You've got to beat them off the line of scrimmage. You've got to beat them with protection. You've got to complete the passes when you get the chances. So, you know, this is a real challenge. This is a lot of work, and the offense. You know, Buffalo has a great defense too. So I think being able to do some of the things that they did, you know, the points are a little misleading because they didn't have to go very far to score the points. But, you know, we'll see. You know, I love having Adam Humphries back against this bunch. I love having him back because I think he gives you a chance to continue to improve on third down and to stay on the field.
What was the most impressive thing about what we saw on Tuesday night between the Titans and Bills and just what they were able to pull off?
I think that they played as crisply as they did, particularly on defense, in being in the right places at the right times. And they did it offensively, too. I mean, the execution was really good. And what I think that tells you is what you hope about this team, that it's a grown-up ball club. They know how to do stuff. They're professionals. But to me, that says that in all of those Zoom meetings that they had and all of the virtual meetings that they have, the guys were paying attention and that guys got the game plan and that guys got how they would need to do it. Because, you know, Jason, for the most part, they did it without practice. But that's who I think they are right now. It's a pretty grown-up football team. That was to win that game by 3 points. Would have been a grown-up win, but to go out and play like they did, where they were as crisp as they were, you know, that's a hard thing to do. And this, I've said on your show this morning already, I think this one is going to be harder because of the physical nature of coming off of that game and the fact this is a bunch who knows you and the fact that, you know, it's a pretty good team in its own right for whatever their record is, particularly with this quarterback. But, you know, we'll see. If they could carry it over, it's certainly a significant thing.
Closing out the sacks or just the TFLs or containing Deshaun Watson this weekend, because, as you say, you're a fan of him, of course, and his ability to make plays, just one by his legs, but also with his arm, too. How big of a task is it for those guys, especially having Big Jeff back this weekend? But, of course, we're talking about Landry. We're talking about Clowney. We're just talking about everybody that's on this front line. I think they play a bigger role than anybody in this game this weekend.
Well, you've got to keep him in the cylinder. You can't let him get out and get loose. You know, he's not the tallest guy in the world, so batting down a pass is in many ways, or batting a pass up in the air, is something that can be a big deal. I think the responsibility part of it is a big deal. Having Simmons back in that area overall is huge. The thing about Deshaun that I like so much and that I liked at Clemson, he's smart. I mean, he is a smart – he's obviously a smart human being, but he's also a smart player. And the things that he does, it's like he knows when it's time to spin out and go run the ball, and he's still looking down the field for that last-minute throw all the time. It's like he plays this game, and some guys play this game where they're running around doing things, almost the Johnny Manziel thing where he was running around, and it was like he would do stuff, and it was like he would do it without even thinking about it. And it was special to watch. Well, this guy, he's different because he can move around, but everything, he's judicious. You know, he knows when to throw it. He knows when to run it. He it's always like he's under control. Almost like watching a great basketball player, a guard who knows when to make a move at a certain time. And I think that's the hard part of playing against him. No play's ever over, and he just doesn't have the unforced errors with the type of game that he has. He's really special.
Mike, we're looking forward to the broadcast on Sunday. Yes. Another game to see whether or not the Titans can remain undefeated. You and Coach Mack, obviously, on the call, Titans Radio, and countdown beginning at 11. Just remember, there is no wrong way to eat a Reese's.
There is absolutely no wrong way to eat a Reese's. That is one. Truer words will not be spoken on this radio station.
Mike, have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks. Guys, take care.
We have talked to Mike twice today, and he just spoke prophetically.
Yes, he did.
About Reese's. We're getting a ton of conversation about this. You know what we're going to do when we come back? We're going to ask Dawn Davenport. I bet she's on my side, too.
Nope. No, she's not, because I'm her today. And guess what? I've already made my
There call. Are a fleet of ignoramuses on Twitter that are trying to agree with you right now. It is like I'm watching a sequel to Idiocracy taking place on Twitter. Actually, that's all day, every day on Twitter. We'll be right back. Dawn Davenport will join us. Stick with us. 3HL, Jason Martin and Ramon Foster in for Brent and Dawn, although Dawn will reprise her role as Dawn Davenport. So you go back to being Ramon Foster. We'll do it next on 104.5 The Zone.
Coming up Monday after.